We knew something was in the air. I could feel it around me.
Everybody said, you're mad. Completely crazy.
But I knew this was going to be the way to go.
It was an electric atmosphere. And that had been what I'd been waiting for.
We knew we were on the right track.
Bernard McMahon and Alison McGarty are two filmmakers who've made the only ever authorised film about Led Zeppelin.
It's firstly these four incredibly different people. And when you look into them, their family backgrounds, their parents' relationships to what they want to do are literally four points in a compass. From John Paul Jones's being in a showbiz vaudeville family to Robert Plant throwing him out of the house,
yeah,
unless he became a chartered accountant.
Yeah.
And so as a kid, you're one of those. And I think what was kind of, you know, wonderful about this, unique about the story is the other factor is it's two guys from the Midlands working with two guys from London and its environs. Yeah. Mm. And that normally never happens.
Becoming Led Zeppelin is now in cinemas and IMAX screens right across the country. And when it became clear the band were on board, Alison and Bernard hit them with a condition.
When we met all three of them and we were discussing moving forward, we said, there's one rule of the road. It needs to be a fully independent film. And we
will have editorial control. What does
that mean? It means we have editorial control.
Ah,
the band,
it's yours. Yes, okay.
They're not editing it. And so they agreed to that. And then also, which is incredible, we said to them, we need to obviously fact check. We want you to tell the story, but we can't, for your sake and our sake, we want to make sure that people will corroborate what you're saying. So
they opened up their address books and introduced us to everybody, their school friends, their early bandmates. So every single person you see in the movie, from Rod Wyatt, who taught Jimmy Page's first guitar course, we've met them, been to their houses, talked with them.
Well, that's a sound I would really like to make.
John's wife used to say, don't you dare play with that planty. He's a complete disaster.
Everything about the film has been made from day one to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
Okay, so we should see this in IMAX.
You should absolutely see in IMAX or the biggest, you know, normal theatre you can go to. It sounds fantastic in there too, but it's been made from day one to be a cinematic experience like Rocky Horror.